Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, starring James Bolam as Bill and Linda Bellingham as Faith. Episode 6, Come As You Were.
Oh, you're late, Faith.
I know.
You look shattered.
I feel shattered.
Do you fancy a drink? Or will you have a bath?
I fancy a drink the size of a bath.
Oh, switch that rubbish off, will you?
With pleasure.
This to you?
Same again in 10 seconds, please.
I thought you were going to call into the office after lunch.
I was.
Well, why didn't you?
Because if I had, I would have lost my temper.
That's never stopped you before.
I had lunch with Marjorie.
Richard's wife, Marjorie?
Yes, and do you know what she said?
Not in the least.
She said she couldn't really believe it. What with Liza being your ex-wife and everything, but Richard had told her.
Ah, kill him.
Apparently, whenever he's been coming home really late, he tells her it's because he's trying to sort out your tangled love life over a pint of bitter.
Whereas he's entwined with Liza himself.
It put me in a very difficult position, Bill. What could I say to her?
I'm sure you thought of something.
I thought of fainting. But Richard arrived before I could work out how to slide under the table gracefully.
You've had plenty of practice.
He suddenly grabbed Marjorie's hand and said he had to take her to the chiropodist.
In case you put her foot in it.
Bill, stop laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I really am.
I will not have Marjorie sighing and patting my hand and offering me a shoulder when it's her husband who's gone off the rails, while mine is faithful. You are faithful, aren't you?
I value my kneecaps too highly to be otherwise.
Bill, you've got to get Richard and Liza to sort out this ridiculous situation.
I've been trying to do it for weeks.
Yes, but you've been too subtle, too nice about it.
Don't forget, he's my boss.
I know. I'd like to strangle Liza.
Join the queue like the rest of us.
Oh, Bill, rub my back.
Certainly not. We haven't drawn the curtains.
I need comforting.
One drink and you abandon all modesty.
You know, sometimes I think we're the only happy couple in the world. What are you doing?
Putting the top back on. Another glass of this and there's no telling what you'll be demanding.
You must be the unluckiest man alive, Bill.
Thank you, Ray. That has cheered me up. Put a half in there, will you?
I mean, at least if you were having an affair, you'd be getting something out of it.
Would I?
But you're getting all the flack and you haven't done anything wrong. Have you?
Of course not, Ray. Good grief, I've only been married a few weeks.
A week is a long time in matrimony, Bill.
Ray, I have no intention or desire to find alternative entertainment. I'd quite like to put a stop to Richard's.
Spoil sport.
It is ruining my good name.
When did you get a good name, Bill?
I was hoping for some practical suggestions, Ray. Abuse I can get at home.
In this game, you see a lot of blokes who've been mixing it.
Mixing it?
Playing away from home. All sorts I get across his bar telling me about the wife and the mistress.
Any general conclusions?
Yes, actually.
Well, go on, then. Oh, get yourself a drink first, of course.
Most generous, sir. Well, there's one factor that's common to them all.
Guilt?
God, no.
What, then?
They're all totally knackered.
I thought a bit on the side was supposed to perk you up no end.
Only if you're Warren Beatty. Most blokes find it blooming exhausting.
What the carnal demands, you mean?
No, I mean holding their stomachs in for hours on end. That and gazing across candlelit tables half the night when they'd rather be snoring in front of the news.
You're saying adultery isn't all it's laid out to be.
They all, without fail, go back to the lady wife, I find.
And what if the lady wife won't have them?
Oh, most will. After all, men can't help straying, can they? It's in their genes. A good woman will understand that.
You slept through the women's movement, didn't you, Ray?
Slept through it? I nearly went bankrupt. The place was overrun by liberated women buying halves of bitter for themselves.
What's wrong with that?
In the good old days, their husbands would buy them a port and lemon. Proper woman's drink.
And twice the price.
My advice, Bill, is to stay well clear of Richard and Liza.
I do. They keep following me.
It'll die a natural death. You can't stay excited for long. It's bad for digestion.
A moving analysis of the fleeting thrall of passion, Ray. A small chaser, I think.
Oh, good of you, Bill. Only make that a large chaser. Hello, Ray, you old skinflint.
Good God, it's Dirty Dennis, the Ned Kelly of the Dog and Duck.
Dennis, I thought you were working on the Manchester Ship Canal.
I was until a little misunderstanding over my accommodation.
What happened?
The lockkeeper didn't think I should share with his wife.
I heard you'd been drowned in the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, the boat went down. I was steered ashore by a school of porpoises.
Dennis, keep your stories for Jack and Nora.
True, as I'm standing here, gasping for some liquid refreshment.
Who's paying, gentlemen?
I would, Bill, but I've only got the wine currency.
It doesn't change, does it, Ray? Okay, okay, I'll get them in.
Cheers, Bill, mate.
So, where have you been?
Floating like an empty bottle on the oceans of the world.
I'd be surprised if you got further than Bootle.
Up yours, skeptics all. One day, when this throat has been more comprehensively unparched, I will tell all.
We'll publish it in the magazine, under fiction.
Anyway, anything been happening here?
Nothing really, Dennis. I got married.
Oh, that's what the long face is for.
No, no, that's not because of marriage. He's worried about adultery.
Jeez, I thought being lost in the Pacific was pretty exciting news. Bloody dark horse, Bill.
I am not committing adultery.
All right, did I say you
no,
were?
No, 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 sorry. It's Richard who's having an affair with Bloody Liza.
Bloody Liza. Oh, Bloody Liza.
You remember her, my ex?
How could I forget? I've never been hit so hard and enjoyed it so much.
What?
Liza walloped him, Ray, for daring to chat her up.
I wish I'd been there.
Yeah, she's a pretty tasty sort.
I've called Liza a lot of things, but a tasty sort is not one of them.
In fact, I think she saved my life.
Unlikely. She's ended a few people's lives, but saving them is not one of Liza's talents.
Yeah, I'd almost forgotten about it till now, but when I was floating at sea, 5 days or more, I guess I was hallucinating.
Was this Manchester or Bermuda?
I kept dreaming about Liza slapping my face. I'd wake up with a start and find I was beginning to sink, so she made a big impression.
Are you serious, Dennis?
Never more so. In fact, I thought I'd come in and have a drink before going round to your old flat. Did she buy it from you?
She did, yes.
I thought I'd just go and tell her that she was responsible for me being here today, and could I keep on a sofa?
A sofa?
Yeah, well, just for the first couple of hours till my animal presence drives her crazy and she flings open the door, revealing her shapely loins with a light behind her.
Go on.
Oh, shut up, both of you. I think Liza may be one of the 2 or 3 women in the world immune to your style of Neanderthal courtship, Dennis.
Care to put money on it?
Don't be an idiot.
I don't allow betting on my premises, I'm afraid.
Shall we say a fiver, says he gaunt?
Make it a tenner, Ray. I'm a long way from home.
I'm having nothing to do with this. Liza will see through you in seconds.
Ah, Liza, come into the office. I want to see you.
Want to see me? Well, that does make a refreshing change. Listen, everybody. Bill wants to see me.
Get in there.
I prefer not to be propelled, thank you very much.
How are you getting on with Richard?
He's a perfect gentleman. Always there to open a door.
Or a checkbook?
He treats me like fine china.
You mean he locks you up in a cupboard and only brings you out for weddings and funerals?
I mean he's wonderfully attentive. My every need is catered for.
He hasn't bought you a yacht, has he?
It may only be a matter of time. How's Faith?
Faith is extremely displeased.
Oh, so now you're upsetting even ordinary women.
She is displeased because Richard has told Marjorie that you and I are having an affair.
I know. It was my idea. An ingenious blind.
I should have realized. It has all the signs of an inside job.
I thought you'd be rather tickled.
How little you know.
Makes your life a bit more exciting, doesn't it?
No, but it might make yours a bit shorter.
It doesn't really hurt you. After all, Faith doesn't think that I'd want to stir up old passions, does she?
Faith doesn't care what you want.
One of those insular types, I suspected as much.
But Faith does care that everyone thinks she is a wronged wife. She is very angry.
Banging saucepans about, is she?
Liza, I don't know how long you think this affair can go on.
I hadn't thought.
That should be your epitaph. Anyway, it certainly can't stay secret for much longer.
Fine, I'll shout it from the penthouse patio.
You are not the only one directly affected. Richard and I will be picking up the pieces long after you've transferred your affection somewhere else. Actually, I did meet someone the other day who admired you.
Really?
Well, I suppose after 30 years or so, there's bound to be one.
It could be any one of hundreds.
It was Dennis.
Dennis who?
Dennis the Australian.
An Australian?
He was living in my flat before you bought it. Remember him?
He wasn't the only thing living there. I got the Natural History Museum to look at some of the things growing in his coffee cups.
He nearly drowned at sea.
Nearly?
He said the only thing that kept him afloat was dreaming about you slapping his face.
You mean he saw me as a kind of siren of the deep?
More an alarm clock. The dream kept waking him up.
Is this true? I find it strangely moving.
Why don't you tell him yourself?
But he's such a loathsome lout.
His experiences have changed him.
It would take more than mere change. 5,000 years of evolutionary upheaval, and I might let him put petrol in my car.
Give him a chance, Liza. He's desperate to see you again. And thank you.
For what?
Saving his life.
Well, I suppose I could let him thank me personally.
Ah, Faith, how are you?
Fine. I've just come to meet Bill.
Oh, he's had to rush off to the printers, I'm afraid.
Oh, damn.
Bit of a panic with the spring special issue.
Don't take me for a drink.
Well, it'll only be about half an hour.
Actually, there's something I'd like to talk to you about, Richard.
Well, if it's your artwork, may I say that I think you have been producing some marvellous illustrations in recent issues.
It's not my artwork.
Ah, oh, right, well...
Maybe we could nip over to the wine bar.
What? You and me?
It's all right. I won't seduce you.
Oh, I know. I mean, well, I wasn't implying that it was an unattractive idea, of course. I'd love to buy you a drink, Faith, but...
Fine. Do you mind if I take your arm?
Hello, Richard.
Oh, hello.
Always fun to start a few rumours, don't you think?
Oh, you're right, Faith. I know you are.
You can't carry on like this.
I've never carried on before. Do you know that?
Well, I've never really thought about it.
12 years Marjorie and I have been married, and I've never so much as touched another woman.
Got your hand on my knee, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was just a friend reaching out to a friend.
Friends don't often put their hands on each other's knees.
It's just the nearest thing, Faith. I felt I wanted to express my appreciation of your understanding.
You could have dropped me a line.
I didn't want to have this affair with Liza, you know. It just sort of happened.
Affairs never sort of happen, Richard. You don't sort of happen to book a hotel room in the middle of the afternoon in the name of McGregor.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag Bill into it. Marjorie got suspicious and I just used his name and took the easy way out.
It wasn't the easy way out for Bill.
I know.
Or me.
I realize now that I've been a fool.
And a liar, a cheat, and an adulterer.
And all those things. You see, Liza bewitched me.
Yes, I can believe that. The shadow of her broomstick has often darkened my life.
I'm going to try and make it up to Marjorie.
It won't be easy.
I'll take her away on a bargain break weekend. Scarborough, perhaps. I've got some vouchers somewhere.
Richard, I don't want to interfere, but it's going to be hard enough, you know, getting Marjorie back at all. I don't think you should try to do it on discount.
You're right. Potholing.
What?
She's always said she wanted to do it.
No, save the potholing. Would you take Liza potholing?
Of course not. But Liza's different. She's fragile and feminine.
Liza is about as fragile as the north face of the Eiger. It's Marjorie who's fragile. Richard, take her somewhere romantic. Spoil her. Oh, God, I sound like an agony aunt.
I find it most helpful.
Mm. Well, you could start by bringing Marjorie out more. Bill says you're always with Liza these days.
Well, I suppose I have been.
Isn't there a sort of magazine launch next week?
Yes, it's called Reprise.
Well, ask Marjorie.
I don't know. It's a 60s theme do. Miniskirts. Marjorie was netball captain. Her thighs are well-formed.
Richard, bring her. Bill and I will come, and she can see that we're happy together.
And you are, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Oh, good.
Although we nearly weren't when you started these rumours about Bill and Liza. Do you want to clean it?
I'm a monster, aren't I?
Nothing so glamorous. Adultery is about bad manners, you know. Uh-huh. I think you've been very bad-mannered towards Marjorie. You've just got a lot of work to do.
Oh, I know.
If I was Marjorie, I'd have chucked you out ages ago. But she's a much nicer person than me, which is lucky for you.
Thank you, Faith. Bill's a very lucky man.
Is this man bothering you, madam?
Oh, Bill, thank goodness. A girl isn't safe in his company.
Oh, Bill, I was just...
Should have seen him earlier. He put his hand on my knee.
Did he, indeed? Yes.
He said it was just a gesture of friendship.
It was.
Do you wish me to apprehend him for sexual harassment?
Would it stand up in court?
Well, Richard certainly wouldn't.
He's got a bit tired and emotional.
I think it's the drink.
I see he hasn't lost his powers of perception.
You're wonderful people, both of you. Two wonderful couples.
He's seeing double.
Richard, don't start crying. The staff will think I'm asking for a rise.
I think we should get him into a taxi.
Is he in a fit state to go home to Marjorie?
No, but he's going to work on it.
Not today, thank you.
Liza, it's me.
There are only three people who announce themselves like that, and two of them are Viscounts.
Who's the other?
My masseurs. Good afternoon.
It's Dennis. Don't you remember? I lived here before you.
The Australian?
You remembered.
There are still reminders of you about the flat, in spite of my copious use of potpourri.
Liza, I want to thank you.
Have you brought flowers?
No. I could nip over to the florist's.
Never mind.
I've brought something far more valuable.
Really?
Myself.
You're hardly gift-wrapped.
Sorry, I lost everything when the boat sank.
It would have been a kindness to lose that jacket as well, wouldn't it?
Liza, I am only here today because of you.
I seem to get the blame for everything these days.
You saved my life.
Oh, yes. Bill said something about it.
I floated aimlessly on the ocean, losing all sense of reality.
So I understand.
I dreamt about you. Nothing smutty. You were on a pedestal wearing something floating and, floating.
Was it by Zandra Rhodes?
I didn't see the label. Anyway, I tried to touch you.
I knew it.
But every time I reached the hem of your dress, you slapped my face and I woke up.
What did my hair look like?
Oh, wonderful. Shiny and flowing. I can describe you in exact detail.
Well, I suppose you'd better come in.
Thank you.
Stand on this newspaper.
Okay.
I hope it won't take too long. Only I've just prepared a cuticle dip.
Well, if you've got any biscuits, we can share it while I tell you the whole story.
Here, have a quick sandwich.
There'll be food there.
I know, but I never seem to get the chance to eat at office dues.
That's usually because you've got a drink in both hands, my love.
I just hope Richard pays Marjorie some attention.
Oh, I think he will. He and Liza seem to be off the agenda now.
How's he taking it?
Apart from gazing at Liza like a kicked spaniel every time she walks past, quite well.
How about Liza?
How about her?
Well, how did she cope with being chucked?
Well, she wasn't exactly chucked. Richard wrung his hands and made a speech along the lines of he'd always respect her.
Always fear her, more like.
When she said she'd had enough of being a courtesan and she'd found a man who worshipped her.
I suppose she had to save face.
Well, she has. I found someone, or something, to take her to the magazine launch tonight.
Oh, God, she's not going to be there, is she?
It's okay, it's okay. She will be fully occupied with Dennis.
Who's Dennis?
You know, he lived in my flat before I sold it to Liza.
Dennis, outback man.
Yes, that Dennis, my friend.
I didn't know he was back.
He was shipwrecked in the Bermuda Triangle.
Not enough of his story. You don't believe it, do you?
Certainly not. He spun this yarn to impress Liza, and it's been very useful in deflecting the fallout from the Richard affair.
Can't wait to see them together. Do you think they'll dress up in 60s gear?
Be hard to tell with Dennis. He'll just come as he is and win first prize.
They're a pretty unlikely duo.
So were Sonny and Cher.
We should have done a double act.
I thought of that, but you've been so secretive about your outfit that I didn't dare suggest it.
What about you? I haven't seen yours either.
Well, come on, let's get ready then. For backcombing will take a while.
Well, I don't need backcombing.
I'm talking about me.
I do hope there won't be an atmosphere tonight.
Why should there be? Where's my bow tie?
On the bed. You did say Liza's little dalliance was very much over.
I felt it was more than just a little dalliance.
Bill's come to his senses, then.
Bill and Faith are very much together. Have I got any black socks?
Yes, dear, on the chair. I did offer Faith my sympathy.
I know you did, Marjorie.
I think she appreciated it.
I'm not so sure about that. But let the matter drop now, will you?
She's one of those women, isn't she, that Liza?
One of what women?
Only interested in other women's men.
Why do you say that?
Oh, you can tell the type who don't want a commitment. Just the excitement of the chase. Sneaky afternoons in...
Shepperton.
Shepperton? Why Shepperton?
Oh, Bill mentioned Shepperton, I believe. It might have been Sunbury. I wasn't really listening.
I'm surprised she wasn't after you, Richard.
She probably sensed that I was committed.
A lot of attractive women work for your magazine, don't they?
Do they?
Oh, there must have been times when you've been tempted over the years, haven't they?
Tempted to what?
Commit adultery.
Marjorie, how could I? I'm a married man.
They're the only ones who can commit adultery.
You're still a woman? What about you?
Don't think I haven't had offers. That piano tuner came back so often, he practically restrung my Bechstein.
We should get going.
It's early yet. Richard, you do still love me, don't you?
Have I ever said I didn't?
No, but it's a long time since you said you did.
Have you seen my cufflinks?
me shaken, but not stirred.
Liza, you look extremely...
unavailable?
All those zips?
On guard!
What are you doing?
I'm Emma Peel, the Avengers, remember?
How could I forget? Where did you get that suit?
Oh, a mail-order firm in Cheadle. It's for leather fetishists, really. I use them now and then.
Don't tantalize me, Liza.
Richard, we are no longer a couple.
But it's been so long. Sometimes, in the long watches of the night.
We only ended our affair yesterday. Where's Marjorie? You said you were bringing her.
And the ladies, adjusting her costume.
Letting out scenes.
Are you alone?
I'm never alone.
Of course.
I'm with Dennis. He's over there getting drinks.
He seems quite young. And good looking. And big.
Yes. But he's Australian.
Bill and Faith are coming.
What as?
I haven't a clue. Maybe they'll come as a famous couple.
Well, Bill's bound to come as something musical.
I don't know. I think he fancied something political.
Screaming Lord Such?
Yes, but what about Faith?
I'm sure if there's a screaming Lady Such, she'd get the part.
You better go and check on Marjorie.
See you later.
I'll mark your dance card.
Not a good idea.
I did enjoy our time together. You were marvelous, Liza.
Thank you, but I don't need a reference. Now go and jive with your wife and take your eyes off my zips.
Sorry.
Grab this girl and don't stop it down your chin.
I think that's what I like about you, Dennis. Your refreshing directness.
It's only words, and words are all I have to steal your heart away.
I think coming as the Bee Gees may have been a mistake.
Why? They're good Aussie boys.
Yes, but your chest wig is molting into my champagne.
I like the medallion, though.
I rather felt you would. You ready, Bill?
Just about. I'm practicing pouting.
Pouting?
Ta-da!
Oh, Mick Jagger!
How did you guess?
Well, the only other person that stood like that was Max Wall.
Well, what do you think?
You look really fab and groovy.
Thank you.
I used to have Mick Jagger on my bedroom wall.
And you a former Sunday school teacher.
Where did you find the Paisley hipsters?
The fashion editor says they're coming back.
I hope so. They're quite flattering, really.
Uh-uh. Not another groupie.
Have to get used to it. Let's go, then.
Hang on. Aren't you going to take your coat off?
When we get there.
Oh, no. Come on. I don't want any nasty surprises. Let's see what you're wearing.
It's Emma Peel. The Avengers girl, remember?
I had her picture on my wall.
And you a Queen Scout.
It's leather, isn't it?
It is, yes. A bit hot and sticky, really.
It's very flattering.
Thank you.
All those zips.
Yes, they're a novelty, aren't they?
A bit more than that.
Well, we're both agreed we look nice, then.
Nice isn't the word I'd use.
Very nice.
Very nice, indeed.
Yes, I agree.
Look, we've got a bit of time, haven't we? We don't want to be early. And this is how we wrestle a sheep to the ground.
Don't you dare touch me there.
Hello, Liza.
Oh, hello, Marjorie.
Christine Keeler. How clever.
Actually, I'm Emma Peel, the Avengers, remember?
Oh, I wasn't allowed to stay up for that.
I see. You've been here a while, then.
How did you guess?
I assume you didn't get those flushed cheeks from one glass of Chablis.
I just needed a spot of Dutch courage to wear this outfit.
I can see why.
Well, with Richard going as Bond, I thought I'd be Ursula Andress. You know, when she comes out of the sea in that bikini. I got this one from Marks and Sparks.
Did it come with hipster belt?
Well, I wanted a knife like she had, but the only thing I could get through the loops in my belt was the grapefruit slicer. Does it look all right?
Have you two met?
Oh, I'd have remembered.
This is Dennis. I saved his life.
Hello, Ursula.
You saved his life? Well, that's hard to believe.
He thought of me when he was drowning.
How interesting. Were you drowning locally.
Does it matter?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't get out much these days. I was just making conversation.
It might be an idea just to nod and smile until you feel more confident.
Incidentally, Liza, I'm glad you finished this silly affair.
Silly affair?
Well, if you're going to have an affair, it's a bit daft having with Bill. He is your ex-husband.
Oh, she didn't have an affair with Bill, did you, Doll? It was some married creep called Richard.
Thank you, Dennis. Marjorie is Richard's wife.
Ah.
And here he is.
Punch, anyone?
That's some black eye, Dennis.
Spoils of passion, right?
Well, mere tenor, then.
How do you get to that?
I assume Lysa has not come across, as Barbara Cartland would say.
Oh, Lysa didn't do that.
You did it yourself to get a sympathy vote?
No, not a bad idea, Ray, but...
Hello there. Fine, please, Ray.
What happened to you last night, Bill? You missed a great party.
Oh, I got caught up at home.
You should have been there, mate.
I see it hasn't worked out with Liza, then.
We're closer than two shrimps on a barbie.
So where did you get this? Did you miss your mouth with a can of lager?
You'll probably be wanting to order another drink before you hear the story.
Oh, most kind, Ray.
I'll get the dominoes out, and we'll take some money off the large colonial.
Good idea. Right. Let's hear it.
Well, I was standing next to Ursula Andress.
The truth for once, please, Dennis.
Straight up, there was this decent handful dressed as Ursula Andress. Marjorie was her name.
Marjorie? Richard's wife?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that, did I? She'd had a few tinnies, and she said to Liza how she was glad she'd ended her affair with you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, of course, I knew that was a load of dingoes.
Yes, Dennis.
So I said it wasn't Bill, it was this guy, Richard.
Oh, nicely done. Yeah,
well, I didn't know Richard from a wallaby's armpit. How was I supposed to know Marjorie was his wife?
Well, didn't Liza tell you?
She didn't get the chance. Anyway, Richard rolled up, Marjorie walloped him with her leather belt, and he whacked me.
But what did Liza do?
She whacked Richard as well.
Why?
Because as Richard fell, he landed on a waiter who spilt champagne on Liza's leather suit.
Oh, just another magazine launch, then. I didn't miss much.
Oh, you should have seen what Liza was wearing, Bill. She was Emma Peel.
The Avengers?
Yes, I know. She had this leather all-in-one number with more zips than a campus convention.
I think I know exactly what you mean.
Moulded to the contours of her body, was it?
Oh, left little to the imagination, Ray. Get the picture.
So that was the end of the party, was it?
It was the end of Richard's. He got sent home in a taxi.
With Marjorie?
Yeah, hell no. Last I heard, he was talking potholing with an Engelbert Humperdinck.
Liza must be furious with you.
Nearly furious. I'm optimistic for our future.
After all that?
Well, I lift her up in my arms and carried her from the day danger zone. I dropped her on the steps, but I think she appreciated the gesture.
And you moved in, have you?
Yeah, almost. She let me sleep in the garage.
Well, only a matter of time before we see an announcement of the Times, then.
Yes. Oh, I see. Hang on. It's your wife, Bill.
Oh, okay.
It's not something you should encourage. A man's pub is his castle. Give the wife the number, and it can lead to all sorts of unreasonable demands. By getting home for lunch and picking up a loaf on the way back.
All right, Ray, all right. Sorry, won't happen again. Faith?
Bill.
Yes?
I wondered if you'd like to come home.
Oh, well, I've just got a pint.
Yeah,
the dominoes are being set up.
I see.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing really. It's just that I slipped on the leather suit.
You mean the leather suit?
Yes. And the lips seem a bit stiff. I think I'll need some help to get out of it.
Oh, I'm a bit tired.
Oh, I'm sure you're not.
Have you tried a bit of soap?
It's in an obvious place.
Well, hang on. The fire brigade's number's on the wall here.
Bill.
I'm on my way.
Spider in the bath, is it?
No, Ray, but I'll only have time for one game of dominoes.
In episode 6 of Second Thoughts by Jan Etherington and Gavin Petrie, James Bolam played Bill and Linda Bellingham Faith. Belinda Lang was Liza, Joe Kendall Marjorie, Jeffrey Whitehead Richard, Brian Bowles Dennis, and Ian Lindsay Ray. Second Thoughts was produced by Paul Schlesinger.